everyone. Happy New Year and welcome back to the Beach Court Podcast. We got the normal crew back here. Maddox and Parker are back on the episode. They had a great week off, but we got to get back to business today. We're going to talk about city leaks and look at Prismatic Evolutions and how it's impacting the leagues over in Japan. Of course, we'll have our favorite trivia segment. The boys will have a great time today with my question. They always do, and we have an awesome Prismatic set review for you. Prismatic Evolutions is coming out on January 17th, and we'll provide our set review this week as we start to get ready for new sets coming out. I'm pretty excited for the Doomsday that's about to happen across all of Pokemon with Prismatic Evolutions. How are you guys feeling? Did you have a good weekend? What'd you do for New Year's?
For New Year's, I didn't really do anything. I worked.
You were working on New Year's and New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve and New Year's, yeah.
What time did you guys close on New Year's Eve?
We closed at 8, so we early. But
okay.
I just came home and I watched the Impractical Jokers movie.
Ooh, was it good?
That's a movie.
It was dumb.
I saw you recently went to The Lion King. I also went to The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good movie.
Yeah.
They did a good job with it.
It's crazy how, like, real all the animals look.
Yeah.
And, like,
they really trained those lions.
And all the giraffes.
And, you know,
Did you watch the Lion King remake? Like the
first live action?
Yeah, the first live action.
I did, yeah.
I did not like that one. Compared to this one, like at all.
Yeah, I think this one was better.
This one was infinitely better. Yeah. Max, what about you? Okay. What was your weekend
real quick. I mean, on the Lion King stuff. I mean, sorry, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it, but what was the Scar and Mufasa scene like? What was that like with trained lions? Trained real lions.
Well, I mean, in this one you gotta understand this is the prequel to the Lion King in this one.
Oh, okay.
So this is the story about Mufasa growing up.
Oh, okay. I did not have all that context.
Yes, it did not have a Scar trying to kill Mufasa scene in this one.
Okay.
It was in the other live action remake and it was so bad I don't remember it. So
all right, fair enough. But anyways, for me, I mean, my New Year, it was nice and calm. I got to just sit back and chill and listen to Eric and Cal talk about Reggie Drago, my favorite decks right now, so that was good. New Year's was nice and chill. Went to had a New Year's Eve party. Had a chill New Year's Day. It was just kind of all like, you know, very, very good time. Been playing some Pokemon on locals. Still been leaning on Reggie Drago, having a lot of fun with the deck. But having a good start to the year, you know, work's been a good start. Health's been a good start. Just looking to keep this momentum, keep going throughout the rest of the year.
So, Maddox, when we left Toronto, you said, I think I just have to put Reggie Drago down. Like, it's just not for me. And I'm just never going to play the deck again. And here you are, still playing it to locals. I think the last two tournaments you've been to locally, you've went 4-0 at both.
Yeah, first at both.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the deck's still just good. You know?
But
here's the thing, right? So I think the play style that I was leaning towards with the deck, I think I was able to, you know, still do well locally with it. My past couple tournaments have been a little disappointing, my past couple major tournaments with it, rather. I think some of it was based around, you know, I think the grand scheme of things, I know that some of it, definitely some unfavorable matchups across the board. And I think the way I was playing was maybe not conservative enough in some regards. I've kind of been talking with like Rowan and just some of the other folks and, you know, some of the other Reggie Drago heads and started to kind of settle into, you know, the thought of, hey, this deck is so broken that if you just set up and play the game, like you can make these big comebacks, you can utilize Gudry, kind of all these tools that you can use. So I'm trying to lean on a little more consistent list that I'm playing, take a little bit more conservative approach, really lean on Cleffa, on back-to-back Cleffa turns if you need to. There's a lot that you can do with the deck, and it has a lot of comeback potential between, you know, just like a C-Star and say, oh, I'm going to Prime Catcher twice, or I don't know, two right. Prime Catcher, you know, I don't know, two Prime Catcher, just Rolling Iron your Fez. Okay, you don't draw any more cards, and now I can dig back through to find my other boss or flip my V-Star and then kind of, you know, pull off the rest of the combo to close out the game from there. So trying to lean on a little bit more of that. You know, if I go to San Antonio and it goes terribly, then we'll probably just have to put it down for rotation. But
for 2 months.
But gonna give it another shot, I think, here. The deck's just too good right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think one of our favorite green friends in this next set are going to force you to put it down anyways.
Nah, we're playing Power Glass. We're back. We don't need E-Switch where we're going.
We don't need E-Switch where we're going.
But that green friend, of course, is Budu. The Budu. Most terrifying 30 HP, no energy attacker that the game has ever seen, perhaps?
Perhaps. We'll get into that in just a moment. For me, my New Year's, of course, I filmed with Cal last week, had a great time learning about the Rigid Dragomir a little bit more. I hope everyone else learned about it. If you didn't tune in that episode, please do on YouTube. It's everything's going really good. Appreciate all support and comments. And we'll make sure that we have our quality increased in 2025 is one of my major goals. So thanks for all that feedback. Additionally, I went to a challenge yesterday. Twitter chose that I get to play, Pult Thorns instead of playing Charizard, which I hate. So thank God they didn't choose that. But it felt like it could play into that room. And I ended up losing to Goldengo round four on stream because I prized the Toadscruel and double boss. So after I used Countercatcher just to try to stall a little bit earlier, and they got, Switch, E-Search Pro, they just got the nuts, off the first turn, Iona. I'm like, okay, so I lost that one. And then thankfully, one of our friends, listeners, Chris, was able to beat the Goldengo player in round five to give us all a chance. And I won it off of resistance at 4-1. But yeah, I think Pult Thorn's a pretty good deck. I mean, Dragapult Attack, I mean, as we've seen Drago do really well with it, Dragapult Attack is just really, really good. Like, it's the things you can set up and the turns you can play around. Like, the Tropicus deck I hit, I was a little nervous about, but just playing around the Briar and just like, okay, I went from five prizes to one. And it's like, okay, well, like, check me. Like, your turn, bro. Like, what do you want to do? So I'm pretty excited for that. Shout out to the Uncommon Energy podcast for their episode last week, asking us to name our decks. So I did have to go ahead and name Raging Bolt Togekiss the Kissing Dragon. From now on, if you want to play Raging Bolt Togekiss, you have to refer to it as Kissing Dragon.
Hey, here's my stance when it comes to deck and deck names. If you don't like Kissing Dragon, just pick up the list and do better than Eric, and it's your list now. Regardless of any of that, you say, hey, I want to call this Sada's Grassy Kiss. Like, go for it, right?
Yes, but until that day, you have to call it Kissing Dragon. So that's just what it is.
It's a challenge for everyone listening.
Yeah. The deck's been picking up a lot of heat on Twitter lately. It's been getting a couple of people
out. Yeah, I see a lot of people playing at locals and challenges and stuff. And online tournaments, love to see it.
Yeah. Refeed my challenges, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I do have to shout out real quick the last episode with Cal and Eric. I sat down against McKinley, shout out to one of our locals. He was playing Reggie Drago. He was saying, man, on the way here, I was listening to the episode, but I never finished it, so I don't really know the Reggie Drago mirror yet. So I was able to win that one. But if you want to make sure you know the Reggie Drago mirror, make sure you go check out that episode.
So, that's funny. That's great. Without further ado, for those of you listening on Spotify and Google or wherever you find your podcast, not on YouTube, I'm going to be sharing my screen from here on out for most of the remaining of the episode. So hop on over to YouTube, press the subscribe button while you're there. It really helps out the channel. We're going to start talking about City League and taking a look at where the meta is kind of developing from Japan. And this is the tier list that they've kind of come up with. And it seems like right now their tier list is, and even when we kind of scrounge the City League results, these are kind of the five decks that are big right now in Japan. You got Dragapult, Gardevoir, Archaludon, Cerulege, and Lugia. What do you guys think about this meta, how it's kind of developed? And Drago's just fallen off the map for them completely. I guess it's nowhere.
So I don't think it's particularly popular over there to begin with, but I made the joke earlier as I was scouring City League results. I was like, the meta over there is like Dragapult, Archaludon, and Cerulege. Like, it's just funny to think about. But yeah. I don't know. It's, Budu, everyone's scared of the little green guy, I guess.
Yeah, I think the way the decks are laid out right now, right, everyone is playing Budu is all the rage right now. So we have a bunch of decks that can operate relatively well without Budu, or maybe just need like one turn of items type of thing, right? Dragapult, you know, the way that this played popularly in Japan, right? You play like a TM Evo, you play like a slow kind of continue to build your board up. You know, Gardevoir, you have a couple key items that you want, but for the most part, you can get away with just, oh, hey, I Iono'd into energy, and then I refinement it away, and then I, you know, Artisan for a Drifloon and Arbon for like the for a Charm, right? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with that, right? I mean, a lot of these other decks that are pretty simple, it's kind of like once you get going, you're okay. Archilodon almost, I think, would be a little interesting because I know right now in the West has played a lot with like Night Stretchers and things
Monkey
like that
Dories.
To recover. Yeah, Monkey Dories. I mean, like these different ways. And actually, out in East, they're playing it with Monkey Dories, was interesting, but like you have to get rid of like the item tools. So I know some of the lists we saw with like Pokestop and Leaning Heavy on Stretcher, you probably can't get away with that for Archilodon, but. Again, just being able to say, oh, I evolve, and I accelerate two energy, and then I attach an energy. Like, no items. So, rule, I just dump my entire hand in Lugia. If you just write Jacques, pass, research, I win now, right? Like, I mean, I think these decks are really just like, I can get away without items. And when we start looking at all the B-tier decks, they're all ones that somewhat need items to function.
Yeah. I mean, look at Generators. Snorlax is all items. Goldango, Superiors, right?
Rare candies.
There's so many decks that do rely on items. I think what's interesting to me is just the fact that like Drago's fallen off completely and people aren't trying it, right? Because like, yeah. I mean, you really only need one E-Switch on your first turn going first, and you're fine. Additionally, you could play things like more Pokestop to get to your E-Switches earlier in the game, like before your opponent attacks. You could play things like Poppy, you could play things like Gardenia's Vigor. Like there's some things out there, you know, that you know are a little bit slower, and maybe that's why it's not seeing play. Because right now it's just like a research and like get their deck, right? but without it, you know, you can't really research because you need that supporter to maybe, you know, move that energy around. Yeah. But I don't know, yeah. It's pretty interesting to me to not see it played. You can just motivate turn one also, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think this Drago, I think the death of Reggie Drago is greatly exaggerated, right? You know, you don't have a deck that goes from tier S in a format, and one little green guy comes out that says, oh, if I get this guy into the active, I can item lock you. Like, that shouldn't kill the deck.
It shouldn't kill the deck.
You can't just keep item locking, right? I agree that, like, but like, even if you're Drago, maybe just lean to go second.
Lean to go second.
Get like a motivate. Like, I mean, I think there's still a lot that you can do. I know, kind of like Parker said earlier, like Reggie Drago doesn't seem to see a lot of play in Japan, kind of for whatever reason. I do think that Drago will be around in some regard. It's kind of too big to disappear, right? A deck is never that good, and then a few cards come out, and the deck is unplayable.
Yeah.
So, I that's my thing. I think once Prismatic Evolution comes to the West, we're still going to see Reggie Drago around in some way. I don't know if it probably won't be the most played deck in the room like it used to be, but there's no way this deck has fallen off the map.
Thanks so much. I was going to like try to look some of their old, you know, old formats and see.
You're never going to get there.
They post a lot, yeah.
Old formats?
I was trying to like, look at like Japanese, like
this pre-Surging
books.
Sparks?
Yeah. Well, no, like, with Surging Sparks, but without Badoo. I was trying to see if I can get a tier list, but I can't get one. They do post a lot. This is a great resource for you guys looking to, you know, understand what's going on in Japan. This Pokekabook website. Definitely recommend following them on Twitter. It's always good to look at them. I'm interested to see what kind of happens in the meta if this holds true. But I think I'm on the same boat that someone's going to figure out how to unlock, you know, Reggie Drago. Or is just going to play it the way it is today and just high roll and not hit anyone that, like, actually item locks them, you know, for value. You know, I don't know. Like, that's also possible. Okay, so let's jump over to City Leagues and just kind of just poke around, see if there's anything that stands out to us as far as the people that have won here in the new year. So this is the last 2 days of results. Which one of these did Landon go to? Because didn't Landon make top cut at one of these?
I didn't see it.
I mean, that'd be a lot for us to dig through.
I was actually curious.
Wait, is it on? Can we check his Limitless page for it?
No, does it go there?
I don't know.
I think
probably
might, actually.
Quick check.
I doubt it. That would be kind of funny, though.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Anyways.
Landon is our friend. Landon is recently on the podcast. Make sure you guys listen to that episode. He won in Sacramento with Maridon. But yeah, he's over in Japan right now and playing in some city leagues, I think, having a good time. Yeah.
I think he's probably not in one of the official city leagues.
Yeah,
because I know for those, it's like pretty hard to like register, and they're like, you know, limits to how many times you can go to those events. So he's probably just at a local tournament, maybe.
Locals, yeah. But yeah, just kind of look across the board. You see a bunch of Gardevoir and Dragapult as winners, and then kind of some other decks spread throughout. I mean, it kind of holds true to the data we just saw a minute ago. Anything else stand out here before we jump into our list that we each want to highlight?
Like, now I'm really trying to find Landon's list, because actually I think it is here.
You think it is?
Well, we'll find it later.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, I don't know. I would just say historically, like, Japan favors the like bigger body setup decks over the fast aggressive decks. So like, seeing Archeladon and Guardi, and you know, like, it doesn't surprise me at all, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not, right? I mean, they do like those decks that draw a bunch of cards, and
Dragapult,
you know, that's why people love Cerulege. You're just like, research, card, my, you know. Okay, Briar. You know, it is the deck that does the best with Briar. Oh, wait, here we go. Landon's right here. Tatsu?
Is that Tatsu? Yes, keep going.
Tatsugiri.
Where do you see it?
They play this on the 4th?
Tatsutaya.
Yeah, keep going down. 4th from the bottom, I think.
That's Tokyo. Oh, yeah, right here. Is it this
one? That's not there. No. Well, he got 8th. Okay, anyways, I don't want to spend too much time digging through.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on it, too. It's this one.
But yeah, like, that's not his name, though. The fifth place list.
They might have his name in Japanese.
Oh, because there's a guy that won. Actually, this is Chris. Yeah.
Chris. Wait,
Did you find it? Which one is it that has the 3?
All right, anyways.
Anyway, sorry. I wanted to see Landon's list on here because I know it's here somewhere. Anyways, it's here on, I'll pull this over. It's here on Pokekabook.
There we go.
It does have a tweet from them.
Cool.
3 monkey dories.
The 3 monkey dory technology.
With the E-Switch. All the monkeys.
That is some technology.
The one of that E-Switch is cooking, so I get there. And the one candy. I like it. Anyways, let's run through our list. Maddox, you're up first. This is the list that you've chosen to highlight.
Yeah,
what do you got to say about this list?
Yeah, so again, when we're talking about city leagues, and I think of Japan, I always think of Dragapult, right? Dragapult is such a huge deck there. One of my favorite moments, so at the World Championships before, I was playing the Sunday before at like a local challenge, and there were, you know, some Japanese players as well. And I played against like a super traditional, slow Dragapult deck. I was playing Charizard at the challenge, so I got absolutely destroyed. But it was cool to see that played. So I always look out for these decks. So this is Dragapult Charizard. Now, this is kind of a deck that kind of got a lot of talk before NAIC as a potential option. So we see like a 4/4/2 Dragapult here with a 2/1/2 Charizard. So really leaning heavy into the Charizard package. No real engine of the deck besides Pheasantipity. Yeah. So I think the deck does get a lot better. And even playing for even more explosiveness with the 2/1/1 Duskar line. And of course, it's Prismatic Evolution. It's Japan. We have Badu, of course. And the Radiant Alakazam is the Radiant of choice. So leaning a little bit more into like the Lance build too, which is kind of cool. I think you just start seeing a lot more cards. And in order to get that wider setup, especially without a real engine, you really need to lean on like the heavy, powerful supporter lines. So we're playing the 4 Arvin with TM Evo to help you get the board set up, as well as a Vessel. And just, you know, those options there. Even the Terra Orb. So if you have those Dracloaks in play, you go Arvin, grab the Terra Orb. So that way, without having to play an Ultra Ball, you can easily snag your Dragapult EX. But you do have 2 Ultra Ball in there as well to get that Charizard EX into play. The 2 Lance, again, that's a card that you see early in the right spot. If you missed Evo, or even if you just have only a couple Dracloaks down, hit him with a quick Lance, get 2 more Dracloaks in play, plus a Dragapult EX. I mean, just a lot of power of this deck. So, again, very much like a, how do you find the cards you need when you need them? But I think the idea is you have Pheasantipity, you have, you know, Recon Directive, And at the end of the day, if all else fails, throw Charizard EX in the active and play Iono, and you'll probably be okay. So
hear me out. All right. Rare Candy Charizard, Infernal Rain, Countercatcher Gardevoir EX, Jamming Tower, kill the Drifloon, Dusknoir, kill the Kirlia, plus Iono in one turn against Guardi. Take four against Guardi with a Czar in the active. Like, what do they do?
Cry and concede. if you somehow aren't winning already, if you have somehow haven't already won, taking a four prize turn there. But
that's crazy, honestly. The Jamming Tower is very interesting, but it has to be a Guardi deck.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Guardi seeing being played. I mean, also, like, kind of a mirror tech if they're leaning on Sparkling Crystal. Maybe True. If there's that much Dragapult around.
True.
Maybe you're tired of Reggie Drago's playing Power Glass in your face, and you're like, nah, I'm going to shut that Power Glass
down.
That's
why they're all not doing well.
It's the random Jamming Towers in the deck with no engines, right? So, no, but again, I like Dragapult Charizard. It was a deck that I spent a good bit of time with before NAIC. Ultimately decided not to, and for very good reason. But, you know, for now, again, I think maybe in a format where things slow down a little bit with a lot of Badu, just being able to slowly build up your evolutions while you're item locking early, I think there's something here, and would be curious to play some of this as well once I get my hands on the little green guy. So,
Mark, are you playing this deck? You trying this deck out?
I might. You never know.
Where's the Grand Tree? We need the Grand Tree.
That's what I'm saying, actually.
Grand Tree plus Crispin?
Yeah,
exactly. You gotta prioritize the energy. I mean, the Sparkling Crystal is just, like, too good with this.
Nah, we Infernal Rain. We put two on Charizard, one on the Dragapult, attached for turn. GG's.
Now you have a Psychic on your Dragapult EX. You go Infernal Rain, one fire on Zard, one fire on Dragapult, attached Sparkling Crystal. It's Charizard.
Now we're cooking.
Attach Sparkling Crystal to Dusknoir. Use the ability.
There we go.
Anyways, that's a cool deck. Thanks for showing that one. I have two to show off because I'm the host and I can just do that.
Wow.
Anyways, I saw this one today and it is a throwback. I am very excited to see this. We got Kyurem VMAX that just won a league today.
Didn't that rotate?
No,
that card's still in format.
It's still in format. It's one of the only VMAXs.
So we got Kyurem VMAX Palkia still in format. We've got the Max Rod just to get a bunch of Pokemon energies into hand.
Like deduction kit
to look at the top three, see if there's any waters there, put them back in any order I want, and if there isn't, I can put them all at the bottom.
Filthy.
We got the one Colrus Tenacity to find the Academy at night that lets me put the water back on top of the deck. So anyone that doesn't know what this deck does, Glaciated World says discard the top card of your deck, and if it's a water energy, you can attach it to any of your water. Is it water Pokemon or any Pokemon? I don't know. Anyway,
see, this card rotate, I don't know.
You can attach it to your water Pokemon any way you like, for sure, but maybe your other ones too. Also plays the Hourglass. And its attack does, it's like, as a, like, is it 100? What's the number? It's
120 plus 50.
60.
120 plus 60?
150 plus 50.
Okay. You can touch it any of your Pokemon. Glaciated World Power Bug, new EX, Genome Hacking, Power of Positivity, Cruel Arrow, Wellspring Ogre Pond, too.
Yeah, so I'm really liking this. This is pretty cool. The Power Glass puts it back, he packs back on the VMAX. It looks pretty cool. I think this is an interesting deck. I'm liking it a lot. We got Cyphers, two Cyphers. Just put two Waters on top of your deck. Glaciated World.
Wait. This is gas, actually.
I like this deck a lot. Like, I'm totally going to build this and try it because I still have my Kyurems.
I'm mad I didn't see this.
It was on Twitter. I only saw it on Twitter.
It's a Max Rod, right? It's just like grab five.
Five energy. Or Pokemon.
Okay, and I guess you just go like Academy at night, put them back on, and get that like I don't know, man.
Well, before Maddox, I don't think you played this much, but it was played with a Rangaroo.
Get the water in hand.
The only thing this deck is missing is Kyogre. Could you imagine this with Kyogre, Aqua Storm?
Oh god, I remember that.
You go like deduction kit.
The turn two Aqua Storms. Or like 150 on two things.
Okay, you're not getting that much. Okay, wait. So you have to Glaciated World the energy from the top of the deck onto Kyogre just to power it up. And then you're stacking five more energy. How?
Well, that deck back then played like 20 waters, Maddox.
I want the deck that played like 40 waters,
more,
right?
I think
the
one it was that, more than 20.
It played like a 4/4 Kirin VMAX, 4/4 Seal Stone.
And it
and
played
like
the Discovery
four,
card.
And played four Adventures Discovery. Yeah. And like that was it. You're like, oh, I have an escape rope just in case. It was like. this is Aussie. Whatever list you're showing next can't possibly
be. Yeah. No, it's definitely not going to be as good as this, but it's
25.
Still...
25 water energy.
Wait. Deduction kit, rearrange the two waters, Cypher Maniacs, put two waters. Oh, wait, that shuffles the deck. Never mind. Ignore me.
Yeah, you just go deduction kit, glaciate, Cypher, glaciate.
Academy of Night, glaciate. With your fifth Kirin VMAX, and you only play three.
No, you turn up.
No. Well, it's only just three. You don't play four Kirin V's.
Fine.
All right. Anyways,
moving on. So my other deck of choice is one of my other favorites, and I did see this on City League. Entei Valiant. I like this deck. You know, I don't really know why there's a Badoo in here, because I don't think we're going to be using this.
Nah, I put Badoo in every deck. That's just how it goes now.
It actually is in every deck, basically.
Anyways, this is essentially just Entei Valiant with a couple of pennies. And we got Surfer. Switch your active draw until you have five, which the deck kind of needs, honestly. Right?
It does.
Right?
Like, it needs more draw.
It struggles with draw power, but Entei Valiant is a great deck because you can like put a couple of damage counters on Pokemon to fix math with Entei. Maybe I should play Monkey Dory in Dark. Anyways.
You can't throw Monkey Dory Dark at everything, Eric.
That's what Japan's doing. So.
It seems like that's what Japan did.
Anyways, so the Badoo's in the active, you're like, sick, Iron Valiant.
Yeah, exactly. You can donk kids.
You're like, Surfer, sick, retreat, kill that guy, and then, yeah. Anyways, I like Entei Valiant, so this is the deck I want to highlight that there was a ninth place list with it.
There's a reason it got ninth. This deck plays no recovery. It just says, I don't need cards.
You don't need recovery.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
one
night
stretcher.
That's
a night stretcher, bro.
You don't need recovery.
And Magma Basin.
Magma Basin. What are
five fire energies, three jet energies. You know my hand's going to be night stretcher triple jet and be like, see ya. Like,
that's fine. We got eight other switches in the deck. Nine other switches in the deck.
Yeah.
And other switches.
Well, with Penny.
Wait, where's 10? Oh, 10. Oh, yeah. Penny, 10. 11.
10. Surfer.
Right. We're scoop up now, right? You got.
And we got Brown Catcher. Fine. Anyways, moving on. On to your deck.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Parker with a spicy pick here.
This is a spicy pick. So I've been kind of eyeing a lot of the Dons. And I actually picked up the deck. So I might be trying that out. For locals coming to a locals near you.
Guess I'm playing Raging Bolt.
Stop. Anyways.
Just play the Starmie. It'll fix it all.
No, it won't.
Oh. Anyways, this I feel like this deck chose the wrong god. It chose the god of space and not the god of time. You see, most Archeladons, if they play another Pokemon, they play Dialga. But this deck plays Palkia in four waters. So you can use Radiant Greninja, or you can also just attack with Palkia. Seems pretty okay, actually. It's got two Turos, Scoop Up Cyclone. Like, otherwise pretty similar to the list that, like, won the Champions League, except for he just took out the Dialgas and put in a 2-2 Palkia.
Well, because he needs to kill all the Dreepies.
Yeah,
exactly. He's going to attack with Greninja.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, your Monkey Dory, you just get hit by Badoo three times while you're setting up, and then it's attach a dark to Monkey Dory and then kill the Badoo. Like, I don't know.
If you get attacked by Badoo three times and you don't.
I don't know. That's just how some games go.
Hey, hear me out. Hear me out, y'all. All right. So we got the Palkia. We got Archeladon, right? So what you do, you got Evolve Archeladon, accelerate two metal energy to your Duraludon. You Thornton into your Radiant Greninja. So you have the two metals on the Radiant Greninja now. Star Portal, put three waters on Radiant Greninja. He's Moonlight Shuriken three turns in a row, without any energy acceleration. I'm just saying. Parker has fallen off screen. You can't see it very well because we're in the tiny little boxes in the top right corner of the screen or wherever. But
yeah, my mind was blown. I don't know about that, but that's cooking.
That's a technically possible play. We use the words technically possible. At first, I was like, Archaladonon, whatever it's called. Archaladon. I thought you could accelerate to water Pokemon, which are kind of cool, but you just accelerate to metal Pokemon. But that's what you get Pound Kibi Star. Again, you play Greninja in the deck anyways, so might as well throw in some waters. And a monkey, because it's Japan, right? I like it.
Yeah, you got the Relicanth in there. Got technology. Anyway, so that's this week's City League Watch. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be keeping an eye on the City Leagues more and more as we get ready to go into our next format. But for now, I'm going to stop sharing. I think I did, right? Did it stop? No. Yeah. I lost my button somewhere. It's here somewhere.
Comment below if you've been on a Zoom meeting at work like this, or on the or with your, you know, professor in college, or your like high school teacher in COVID, and when it's like, oh, I can't find the thing in the jig. So that's affectionately,
I see
Eric,
it, but I can't
as the
get
eldest
to
member
it.
Of the podcast.
Anyways, yeah, we're just gonna stick with it because we're gonna be doing prismatic set review here in a little bit. So I'll just keep this up for now. But in the meantime, I have to do my trivia. But before we get to the trivia, I want to give a quick shout out to Nakama Anime Cafe for their continued support of this podcast. We'll have a league challenge coming up here soon, so stay tuned for that date to be announced. Also, we'll announce our league cup date as soon as we know it. But check us out on Wednesdays at 6:30 every Wednesday if you would like to play league against Maddox, myself, or Parker. We're usually there pretty much every week, so come on out, have a good time. Maybe, you know, do some prismatic eventually once it comes out.
But
speaking of prismatic, we're going to jump into our set release here shortly. But I have some prismatic questions for my Maddox and Parker team. Are you guys ready? Have you been doing your studying?
I have been.
There are 173 cards in the set. The average of their HP is 87. I've done no homework. Let's go.
So. Anyways, so basically this prismatic evolution set, whatever it's called, it's basically an evolution set, is going to be very, very, expensive, to the point where it's already outrageously priced on TCG Player today. So my question for you is, within $5 each way, what is the average pre-sale price of a Prismatic Evolutions booster pack on TCG Player?
So, like, what is that, like, at this very moment in time?
Yes.
Within $5?
Like, yeah, within $5.
For one booster pack.
For one booster pack.
14.
Five? I mean, I would just say 10, because, like, it's either 5 or 15. It's not more than that.
Okay. Within two. Within
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All yeah, right,
within, 14.
Within $2. Parker said 14.
I mean, okay, what? So it's already short supply. Pokebeach just put out an article saying it's going to be in short supply. People aren't getting anything. MSRP of an ETB is what? 45 these days? It comes with nine packs. 55. It comes with nine packs. So retail, those are six. We'll add pre sale prices. I'm going to throw it at $937.
Parker was definitely doing his homework before this episode because he nailed it on the dot at $14.01.
No way anyone's paying $14 for a booster pack.
People are paying surprised. $14 for Prismatic Evolutions booster packs right now.
We are back. Pokemon
the booster
is
bundles,
back.
Which are six packs, are going for $84.64. And the Elite Trainer Box, which are, is it 9 or 10? Is it 10?
It's 10.
It's isn't it in the special sets?
Well, isn't it 9? I don't know the special set. It's 9 or 11, right?
It's 9 and then 11 for the Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
I thought it was 10 in special sets.
It was, but then they just made every ETB 9.
Anyways,
it used to be 8, 10.
The Elite Trainer boxes are a whopping $145.64. So, we'll get into it in a second, but yeah, that's the prices. That's where we are. So Congrats, Parker, for doing your homework. I kind of heard you talk about it earlier, so I thought you were going to get it, but...
Yay! I'm going to ask a trick question that you heard me talking about earlier. Like the Reggie Drago mirror.
Anyways, I'll go ahead and stop sharing my screen for a second here. Before we jump into Pragmatic Evolutions, we do have a new sponsor of this episode. So, Maddox, you want to...
Yeah, I do want to shout out, you know, as we dive into Prismatic Evolution set review next, we're happy to have this episode sponsored by Kayfabe Cards. So be sure to choose them for their large selection of Pokemon singles, sealed products, and more. Once again, great to have Kayfabe Cards being a sponsor for today's episode. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and check out their store for product at the links in the description below. So again, great.
Hey, definitely check them out. They're usually a vendor at most regionals these days, so I like them a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into Prismatic Evolutions. Hopefully, you'll be able to get your Prismatic Evolution cards from them, from Kayfabe. Well, we will see. All right. First up is the Execute and Executor. Executor has Mega Drain for 50 damage, yield 30 damage from this Pokemon, and Solar Beam.
Hold up. There's 170 cards in the set. We're talking about all of them.
No, I'm just kind of going. Well, there's a bunch of reprints. So, you know, we're just kind of highlighting some. And I did highlight this one for a specific reason, because I think this one could be pretty good in GLC, and I wanted to get your take if this could be good in Grass GLC.
I think so. Honestly.
I don't play Grass GLC enough. I just know there's so many broken attackers that, like, 130 for 3, like, I feel like this isn't it.
Well, I was more for the 50 for Hill 30, because you can kind of tank a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Throw a little luxurious cape action on.
Yeah, be effective 170, 200 damage, or of course, a couple times.
All right. Yeah, let him cook.
Maybe it could be good. We've already talked about this guy a bunch, but he's in the set. Badu is in the set. Free attack does 10 damage, itchy pollen. During your opponent's next turn, they cannot play any item cards from their hand. Wait, can we play item cards from our discard pile anyway?
No.
Dang.
From the lost zone? Still no.
Anyways, this is gonna be the card of the set. You make sure we'll be talking about our buy list towards the end of this video as well for our competitive buy list. But you do want to make sure that you're picking up four of that card, because it's going to be very good, and you might have a deck where you just play four Bidoos in it. Anything else to add about Badu, or are we done talking about this guy?
Oh, we're beating a dead seed right now, I think.
this is not the last time we'll talk about it on the podcast, but it is the last time we'll talk about it for, I don't know, the next minute. So.
Sure. All right, we got our first evolution. We got the Leafeon from Twilight Masquerade. This goes great in your Epic Splash decks if you're looking for some new additions. For a colorless, Leaflet Blessings, attach a basic grass energy from your hand to one of your bench Pokemon, and if you do, heal all damage from that Pokemon. This is the perfect answer for a Regidrago V-Star decks. I don't know why anyone's, like, having an issue about energy switches. I mean, we can just attach energy to our guy and heal everything from him, so it's fine, right?
Yeah, no. Totally.
What's so great about the evolutions is that they look great and they're fan favorites, and all the cards are awful.
Yeah. Beautiful artwork by Kuro Mori. Whatever. Yeah. Beautiful artwork.
They listen to the podcast, but now they don't because you just butchered their
name. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, they listen to English podcasts.
Hey, someone's got to listen to the English podcast, right?
All right. I got our first EX. All right, guys. Let's talk about EXs because I didn't give you the question. I was nice, I didn't do it. I wanted to, but I didn't. We got Leafeon EX, Fresh Leaf Storm, 60x damage. This attack does 60 damage for each energy attached to all of your opponent's Pokemon. So if you're going with Lugia, I put like 8 energy in play. You're chilling. You're just smacking for like 400 damage. Perfect. And the second attack, Moss Agate for Grass, Fire, and Water, does 230 damage and it yields 100 from each of your bench Pokemon. What do we think about this card? Can anyone build a deck around this card? And would it be viable?
I genuinely think it's okay. I genuinely think...
Go ahead and cook for a second. Tell us what's going on.
It's not gonna, you know, like, tear up the meta or anything, but I think it's actually playable.
What are you doing? You playing like Crispins? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I mean, with all of the Stellars or whatever, basically do kind of have to play Crispin, or you can Sparkling Crystal it as well, but
Celtic.
it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's like genuinely decent.
Yeah, I think this is a card that later down the line we see something with. I think you could play like a toolbox evolution package, where you're playing things like Crispin and you're playing Sparkling Crystal. 60 damage for each energy your opponent has in play, like very, very good. As long as Charizard EX is in format, if they have three energy in play, you're one-shotting a Charizard EX, which is their weakness.
True.
And also like even with things like the Iono's deck with like flooding the board with energy, there's a lot of decks that just kind of have energy passively in play. So I
Right
think in
on.
it's very much so like in the right matchup, this card is good. I don't think it's good enough as a standalone deck. And
Right, yeah.
230 for three different types of energy isn't good enough. But I think like, I want to see someone put together like a, EV toolbox deck. And anytime we talk about evolution, I'm probably gonna try to fit into that deck unless the card has no redeeming qualities. So.
Maybe there's like a I don't know. What's that rigid band thing? You take 40 less, and
Yeah.
you just
Tank and heal
switch
strategy.
between a bunch. Yeah, like I don't know, maybe,
Yeah, no, that's
maybe, yeah.
fair. If you're a Leafeon fan, there is a way to make it work, I think.
You could play with Hydrapa. Heal
True.
Dance, E-Switch, Crispin, Attach. Cooking. Right, next up, we got Whimsicott, ability
Yeah.
Wafting Heal. When you play a
It's
Pokemon from
terrible.
your
As you have
hand, you
reprint,
evolve one
yeah.
of your Pokemon during your turn. You may heal all damage from your active grass Pokemon. If you healed any damage in this way, discard all energy from that Pokemon. I don't see a world where this is going to be played. Maybe like in a couple of years when grass gets really, really good, but right now grass isn't very good. And I know we're not discarding all of our energy in GLC. So I don't really know. I don't see a home for this. You guys see a home?
It sees no play so
All right,
far,
no.
so.
Yeah. Is this a reprint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Whimsicott from Temporal Forces.
Bro, I had no idea.
I did actually save that
Eric does
card.
not know what every card in Standard does.
We've been over
Wink,
this. We
wink.
definitely
Want
don't. All
to.
right, we got Diplin, that's a reprint. We got Hydrapple. We got a
Steel
couple of
Mask Overclock is
EXs.
back.
We got
Reprints.
some EX reprints. So if you need to restock up on your Teal Mask or you want more than four, now is your time to get a couple more. Flareon, the basic Flareon says for one fire does 30 damage, flip a coin. If heads, discard energy from your opponent's active. So a little bit of disruption plus 30 damage. You can KO that pesky Bidoof for a single fire. And the second attack for fire Colas, Fighting Blaze, 90 plus damage. If your opponent's active Pokemon is an EX or a Pokemon V, it does 90 more damage. I think 180 is pretty decent. I mean, fire is not a bad type with Teal Mask Ogre Ponds running around everywhere. 180 will KO a Squawk, it'll KO a Lemineon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
It's
the
not too bad.
like the Flareon, Vaporeon, and Jolteon from 151 all have this. I think it's all
If you were.
good that it can be like reversal. And again, an EV box deck where if you just play a bunch of EVs, and even the EV EX, which has the new ability where you can evolve, and we'll talk
Yeah.
about that one later. But again, like the right deck gives the life to reversal energy. And again, like if you have the right toolbox deck, maybe these EX evolutions give enough of a diversity of attackers that like an EV box deck could work. Because again, you find the deck that's weak to fire, or right, Archeladon, right? If they don't attack, things like that. Yeah.
Yep, and combined with that, we got Flareon EX from Terrasio Festival. Burning Charge, 130 damage for a fire and Colas. Search your deck for up to two basic energy cards. Attach them to one of your Pokemon, then shuffle your deck. I mean, dealing 130 and accelerating two energy cards, that can have a place in the meta one day,
I
for
think so,
sure.
definitely.
I
And then
mean,
it also just hits 280 for a second.
yeah, second attack for fire, water, lightning just does 280. Can't attack on your next turn. Pretty solid. What do you think, Max? Can we see a deck where like Flareon is a partner for like, I don't know, a Dragapult or something along those lines?
Yeah, where you're like setting up something else in the back, or
Yeah.
like that box that again just gives you a lot of flexibility in dealing like solid early damage with like the 280 is just a good number, and I think it will be for a
Yeah.
while. So especially with more cards down the line, they're all 270, 280, things like that.
Got some starter deck Pokemon and some reprints of the Hearth Flame.
Festival lead support.
Yeah, Festival lead gets a small buff with Seeking.
We got Festival lead support. This is Seeking. If Festival Ground is in play, this Pokemon can use its attack twice in the same turn. Rapid draw, 60 damage, draw 2 cards.
More like 120 damage, draw 4 cards. Four. Now we're talking.
Yeah,
it does draw four, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'm glad Festival Lead has a little something. I don't know if it's enough, but
hey, it's always good to see.
It's pretty solid. Well, I don't mind it.
Good to see some more.
We got Vaporeon EX. We got Heavy Squall for a water and a colorless. This attack does 60 damage to each of your opponent's EX. This attack's damage isn't affected by weakness or resistance. And for Fire, Water, Lightning, you got Aquamarine, 280, can't attack next turn. I have one problem with this card. It should have said you can hit Terras.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's way too many Terra EXs running around. And as long as they are, like, an attack like this is, like, kind of pointless.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Exactly. I mean, like,
6 damage counters.
Because if
you
could
hit all the
Terras.
Yeah, put 6 damage counters into Pokemon EX, that would be fire.
You know, exactly. Something along those lines. Like, I hate that you can't hit the Ogre Ponds or, you know, or anything like that. Because, like, I could totally see this in, like, you know, a deck like Dragapult while you're setting up or something. I don't know. Be kind of cool.
Yeah. Throwing in waters now. Throwing a Palkia V-Star, hold up.
Yes, sir.
My deck is 30 Pokemon and 30 energy. That's all we need.
That's all we need where we're going. Next one we got is Glaceon EX. We got Frost Bullet Attack for 110 damage, our water and a colorless. This attack does 30 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon, in addition to the 110 to the active. And then you got Euclase for a grass, water, and a dark. Knock out one of your opponent's Pokemon that has exactly 6 damage counters on it. So this Glaceon can partner with Vaporeon.
Ooh, wait a second.
So maybe we're cooking something there, but those energy types are completely opposite and terrible. They don't have anything in common.
Well, you only need the first attack, I guess, if you're doing the Vaporeon into Glaceon strategy.
True.
Play some Drapion V-Star. Iron Valiant, put 6.
It paralyzes and poisons.
Wait, which one? It's the one that put... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Hisuian Samurott V-Star. Oh, put 4 damage counters. Don't let me cook. Don't let me in the kitchen.
Can we play this as a deck?
No.
Is Glaceon not going to be a deck?
No.
not at the moment. Maybe one day. If Dusclops said put 6 on something,
Hear me out. You play against Kira VMAX. You put 6 damage counters on it, then you just take 3 prizes.
Or you Sada, Teal Dance. Flip heads take 4, right?
So...
Oh my god, a Pikachu EX, guys. Didn't we just get a Pikachu EX in the last set?
Can't they give him a break? The worst Pikachu EX. One of the worst.
Bro, how you call this the worst? Like, look how cute he is,
it is
bro.
Cute. That's what it has going for it.
InDesign Incorporated? Come on. I'll give him some love.
Wait, InDesign? InDesign
to that card?
I mean, this is a starter deck, so they didn't put too much love into it. But yeah, for Lightning, Colorless, Thunder, 220 damage, does 32 itself. Not very good. We've got Maridon that does that and has more HP, so we'll stick with that.
And says search 2 Lightning.
Fun fact, InDesign Inc. illustrated Gardevoir EX.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Mainly that. I mean, more stuff. I mean, like, Deoxys, VMAX, and like random stuff. They've been doing cards for a while, actually. Actually, they have a bunch of Anyways, we'll talk more later. But and Design Inc. I didn't know your game.
Shout
you got some
out
solid
and
stuff.
Design Inc.
Yeah. If you want to sponsor the next podcast, and Design Inc., please reach out to us in the comments. We got Jolteon EX as the next EX from Terrasio Festival. Flash Spear for 60 plus damage, discard with 2 basic energy cards from your bench Pokemon. This attack does 90 more damage for each card you discard this way. So you can do 240 to the active for a lightning colorless.
But like you can't even discard the energy on Jolteon. You have to discard benched Pokemon's energy.
Well, you pair it with right. the ends cards, like the belly, the you know the partner cards that come out later, and maybe you got something.
Maybe you got
something. I was going to say you could pair it with Teal Mask, but guess what? You could just play Raging Bolt.
I heard that report that like the devs never actually thought of Raging Bolt Ogerpon, like kind of tracks. Like, three energy in one deck can't possibly be good.
It can't possibly be
good. And then they print every card with three energy types now.
Yeah, those are crazy. And when those are good, they're going to be like, oh man, we didn't expect that combo.
Sorry, one second. I was just looking at something.
Okay.
I don't know. 280 for three. Pretty okay.
Yeah, I like how we see like Jolteon, Flareon, Vaporeon all like the same similar structure. They all have a 280 attack for fire, water, color for fire, water, lightning. Like things like that are just fun. Like I like those Pokemon. They're just the OG evolutions. It's cool to see like a little nod to them all being a trio there.
Yes, sir.
Yep, we got Togedemaru. Someone want to take that card?
Nope.
Ooh, 2 seconds. Go ahead.
We have the return of Raikou V. Tapu Koko EX, 60. It's Palkia V-Star on electric-type Pokemon, and it's a basic. And free retreat is Maridon back.
Holy cow.
Hey, Parker, yo.
Oh, wait, Parker. It's only for each of your bench, though.
So. Yeah, it's not actually back. It's only your bench. But we're almost there. You have, you have the 60+, so it's a little bit stronger. But also, it's free retreat.
Free retreat.
If you don't want to play Latias, you can play Tapu Koko EX, maybe.
Sure.
It's good.
Mark, are you throwing a Tapu Koko EX in your Maridon deck?
No.
All right.
maybe.
Moving on.
I mean, it's fine, right?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
What is good? Iron Hands EX reprint.
EX reprint, baby. Let's go. Next up, everyone's favorite evolution, Sylveon, is here.
That's not Espeon, a Sylveon,
bro.
That's not a Sylveon.
Why is it not Sylveon, bro?
Sylveon came out in the Surging Sparks.
Sorry, guys. Sylveon reprint.
It looks like Sylveon.
No, it doesn't.
It looks nothing like it.
Imagine being on a podcast and not knowing the difference between Espeon and Sylveon.
Yeah.
Just
anyways,
saying.
Moving on. Psychic call us. Psych out. 160 damage and discard a random card from your opponent's hand. That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
Especially after you 0-6 them down to 3, you could just get rid of one of the important ones, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Psychic Dark Grass.
Amethyst.
Yeah. Okay. To evolve each of your opponent's evolved Pokemon by shuffling the highest stage evolution on it. What?
Yeah.
Why is this attack?
It's kind of funny. It's Devo, cool. But instead of going to your hand, I just shuffle them into the deck.
Yeah, find that stuff again.
Yeah, okay. You got your Charizard EX, you got your Pidgeot EX. Let me just, boom, Amethyst, Ion to 1, Amethyst. You got a Charmander and your Pidgey just chilling there like, what do I do now? One card in hand. You shuffled your Barrel into the deck, too.
We got Duskull, Dusclops, and Dusknoir reprint, which is good to see. We're always cool. Like more of those cards.
Mm-hmm.
We got Spritzy and Aromatisse.
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 Yeah. I'm butchering
names.
Get me out of here. Are these any good? Are we going to play
these? No. Even though they're the perfume Pokemon, they stink.
Oh.
Maybe they're
deep
supposed
cuts.
To stink.
Anyways,
we got new Sylveon.
Sylveon
actually does have some redeeming points because it has Safeguard, prevent all damage on this Pokemon by attacks from Pokemon EX.
Yeah.
So we see a Mimikyu type on a stage one. Again, if you're playing like an EV box deck, like maybe there's room for Sylveon. Attack's a little stronger than Ghost Eye as well. Psychic colorless magical shot for 100.
Yeah, can't be stopped by Mist Energy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty good. Definitely putting one of these in my Epic Splash. For sure.
Yeah, that is a gorgeous art, for sure.
Yeah, that art is so sick. Shout out to this name at the bottom.
Mina Minami.
Take. There you go. Good job, Parker.
We should just become an art review channel where we say, hey, is this art boom or doom?
That art gets a boom.
Boom.
All right, we got Sylveon EX. We got Magical Charm for Psychic Double Colorless.
Yeah.
160 damage during your opponent's next turn attacks used by the defending Pokemon do 100 less damage. I like this attack, but the problem is they're going to switch around it.
Yeah, it wants to be Goodra, but it's just not, right? That's why it's in Surging Sparks now. No one's playing it. Angolite, though, kind of something too there. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Shuffling the two bench Pokemon.
Yeah. Because this is out. Oh, this is out now. Is that what you just said?
This is a reprint.
It's a reprint. Okay. Yeah, actually, I got hit by this in TCG Live one day, and I was like, bro, what? All right. Moving on, we got a couple more reprints. Screamtail, Monkey Dory, and Fezzendipity, and Iron Boulder. We've got some Larvitar and Pupitars, because there is a new Tyranitar, I'm pretty sure. Somewhere. Where are you, Tyranitar? Hey, there he is.
Dark-type Tyranitar.
Dark-type Tyranitar EX, 340 HP. One colorless energy does 50 damage times the amount of energy attached to this Pokemon. And the second one is Dark's Double Colorless Tyrant Crash, 150 damage. Discard a random card from your opponent's hand. Again, it's a row 6. 150, yep. Get rid of 3. What do you think about Tyranitar?
I feel like they print a discard a random either card off your opponent's deck or a card off your deck or a card out of your opponent's hand on every Tyranitar.
Yeah.
It's always some mill aspect. And honestly, we've seen Tyranitar V be really good in the single strike days. Tyranitar EX, not good. It's somehow even worse than the Terra one, the Terra Lightning one that exists today, which is still bad. Wait, so I mean, they gotta give Tyranitar some love. I mean, it's had its great times in the TCG, right? Even back, and what was it? It's Tyranitar Prime, or like Team Rocket's Tyranitar, right? It's had some like deep history of like good
Dark Tyranitar.
And Dark Tyranitar. Yeah, I mean, it's been good before. Now is not the time, Tyranitar fans.
Next EX we got is Lucario EX from Starter Deck Generations. For one fighting, it does 50 damage. And for a fighting colorless, Tornado Rush does 100 damage. And a Tornado Rush does 100 more next turn. Yeah. That's about all I got to say about Lucario. Sorry, well, Lucario EX. Fans.
200 damage on the second turn you attack with it.
Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, but not the second one. If this one gets knocked out, then the other one doesn't.
This Pokemon's Tornado Rush.
This Pokemon's
even worse. Let's go. Again, you know, starter decks are great for the game, and they take up lots of spaces in the set lists. I'll just leave it there.
We have some Hippo Pokemon. What do we think about these Hippo Pokemon? Are we going to see any play in GLC with these massive guys? Hippowazon?
Anyways, Hippopotas looks cute. Level ball searchable in DLC. listen, anyone who's here, I'm sorry.
No,
thank you.
Blood Moon Ursa Luna is reprinted, and we got Great Tusk and another Sandy Shocks.
Okie dokie.
The goat.
So we do have to take a quick pause, right? So I do have confirmed that there are the Master Ball Hollows in this set, in English. Yes. So Parker, unknown Ogie Dogie, enjoy, right? We've seen his Zupal's deck. We're on the hunt to secure him the Master Ball set of Ogie Dogies.
If anyone pulls a Master Ball Ogie Dogie, this podcast channel has dibs. Just saying. Comment below. Cornerstone got a reprint as well. Umbreon reprinted as well. God, this set is just a lot of reprints, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And no Fez reprint. Unlucky.
But Umbreon EX is kind of cool. A unique attack here. I mean, Moonrage is okay. 160 for dark, colorless, and it confuses your opponent's active. But Onyx, for what? Lightning, Psychic, Dark, discard all energy from this Pokemon, but you take a prize card. And like effects like that are always cool because we like very rarely see them. I don't know. I mean, is there a way to consistently power this up and just kind of keep discarding energy? Like, you know, I out your opponent to one, counter catcher stall something, throw like a gravity stone and be like, Onyx, 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 Onyx. And just...
I mean, it would have to be crisp, like Crystal and Crispin.
Probably.
Or Power Glass, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, true, true.
There's so many discard effects of energy. Like, Power Glass is probably going to be a pretty good one day.
I will say you can Sparkling Crystal this and attack with the first attack for DTE. That's like kind of okay.
Apparently, yeah. Until it rotates.
And part of that EV box deck. We're cooking.
Yeah, EV box deck, baby.
Planets of Meridia, for sure.
Some new Houndours and Houndooms. Yeah, that's about all I got to say about that.
All right, Moon.
Anything else to call out?
Dragonball DX reprint. Like, see that? And we have some good cards here. Again, there's a lot of good EV support, right? The EV from Surging Sparks with Boosted Evolution gives you a lot of flexibility to just evolve early. And the EV EX is, like, really cool because it counts as more EVs.
You can play 8 EVs in your deck, right?
Yeah, if you have an EX in your hand that evolves from EV, you can put it onto this Pokemon to evolve it. So, again, just I like letting you evolve your basic, your one-prize EVs into an EX or to a single-prize evolution, and then EVEX evolve exclusively into the evolution EXs. I don't know. I want to see this like EV box deck. I think we need to have like a simplified enough meta where you can like hit weakness on everything and know what to expect, and then just someone can send it.
Yeah,
this would have been so cool if it could have like evolved into a single prizer and like KO'd itself. I tank a hit and then like evolved to a single prizer.
Is that even good though?
Maybe depends on what you're playing against, right?
True. True. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. I don't know. Dusknoir.
I don't know. Maybe it could be. We got Snorlax EX, another starter deck Pokemon. But I did want to call out the Toss and Turn Press. 120 damage, flip 3 coins. Attack does 120 for each heads. For 2 double colors. So you touch double turbo turn 1, touch double turbo turn 2, and then we're cooking.
Honestly,
you flip 3 heads and just hit 320.
Throw this in Lugia and just say, if I flip 3 heads, I'm knocking out anything.
Put some Togekiss on the bench with it.
Yeah, no.
We got Noctowl reprint, a Dunsparce reprint. I do want to call out, we got a new Dunsparce announced today that's coming out in Battle Partners, or our Journey Together set, in March. And it will have 70 HP, but it doesn't have free retreat. But 70 HP is important, because the Dunsparce might come back, so maybe you want to save your Dunsparces from this set, because this card might see play again. We got a Lugia EX, a new Lugia. Are we playing this in Lugia V-Star decks?
No.
Absolutely not.
But we could play more than 3-4 Lugia.
Wait a second. If only.
If only, yeah. We got Hyper Whirlpool for a triple cross. Also,
Lugia decks are so greedy, right? They wouldn't even play 5 if they could, right? Like, they're like, I'm going to my 2-2 Lugia V-Star and 18 energy, and I'm playing a Vacuum and an Irida. Like, come on. What are you doing, guys?
Yeah, but flip a coin until you get Tails. For each heads, discard an energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. A pretty fun meme deck. Where is the good card? Here he is.
Reggie.
That's the one they put in Lugia.
Uh-huh. This is the number one. I think we're not doing a tier list today or anything, but I think this is the best card from the set.
Have you heard of Badu?
I think it's better than Badu. I think this card can see a lot of play in Lugia, Lost Box, even in the Regis deck, the Regis Pika deck. Just the ability to KO a Charizard with a single prizer is very, very good, or any Terra. For quadruple colorless, Jewel Break, 100 plus damage if your opponent's active Pokemon is a Terra Pokemon. This attack does 230 more damage, which is 330, which is for the most part the most magical number for Terras. But mostly it KOs his aren't. So a Lugia can bench this and a Cinccino in the same turn and go, all right, cool. Put 4 energy on this guy, KO your guy. And meanwhile, I've got another Mancino right behind it ready to KO you. So. I think this card's going to be very, very good.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it has a lot of potential. It's very splashable if you have a deck that can accelerate energy. Even a deck like Chen Pao, right? You know, if that were to ever revive, you can go and slap, you know, 4 energy onto this and you're swinging big. Even like if Charizard, like if we're in a format where like Charizard's like 40% of the room, like you could play this in your own Charizard deck to like. KO your opponent's Charizard in frontal range of this. Like, there's some shenanigans. I think cards like this are neat. Honestly, a card I'm a little worried about the power level as well, just because like it can do so much. They can one-shot every Terra except for, shout out, we mentioned him earlier, Tyranitar EX Terra.
340 HP, baby.
Tanky.
Isn't there another one with 340?
Probably, but it also doesn't see play.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Anyways, Frofu, Furfo, Noivern EX. A Noivern EX. Strafe for 50 damage. You can switch this Pokemon with one of your bench Pokemon. So maybe you switch into a Mimikyu deck. You know, I don't know, maybe. Who knows? Sonic Blast 220 does 32 itself for Triple Colorless. Are we seeing this Noivern hit up in Regidrago decks?
Your favorite...
It's colorless.
Your favorite pack opening streamer is going to be like, oh man, we need a hit, we need a hit, we need a hit, and they open Noivern EX. Like, oh man.
Not this one again.
That's going to... we got Terapagos reprint, and that's going to do it for the main set Pokemon. And we have to do it for all the people at home because they've been clamoring for it. How many EXs did we just go through?
Two. Noivern and Terapagos.
I need some guesses.
All right. Mark, let's count them out. No, let's count them out, right? So okay. We had Leafeon, we had Teal Mask, any other grass ones?
Hydrapple.
Hydrapple reprint, good call. So three. Okay. Yep. We got Fire, we got Flareon, we got Hearthflame.
And Hearthflame.
I think that was it, right?
Yep.
So that's five. For water, what we got? Teal, we got Wellspring, we got Glaceon, we got Vaporeon.
And Vaporeon.
Was there another reprint?
I don't believe so.
Chen Pao. No. So that's eight. Lightning, Jolteon.
Iron
Tapu
Hands.
Coco. Iron Hands, Tapu Coco. 11. Fighting, Lucario.
It was just Lucario, I think. No, just Cornerstone.
Lucario, Cornerstone, so 13. Dark, we had Tyranitar.
Tyranitar,
it's bad.
Umbreon.
Umbreon, it's also kind of bad. That's 15, I think.
Yep.
Psychic. Sylveon and Espeon. They're a different Pokemon, Eric.
Yes.
Any other reprints? 17. I feel like there's another reprint in there, right?
That's all.
Probably not. Got Noivern and Terapagos for colorless. Didn't we just see another colorless one? 19 or 20? Wait, did we any dragons? We just went through
this. Dragon? I know we just went through it.
I think I counted 19 or 20, so I think I'll just say like 21 or 22.
wait, Eevee, right?
Oh, yeah. So 20, I forget if I'm a 19 or 20, or 21 or 21, or 20 or 21 right now. That's good enough for me. I'll call it 22, call it a day.
Wait. So we got Lightning, right?
Tapu Koko and Jolteon.
Jolteon and the Pikachu, the terrible starter deck Pikachu.
Yeah. So 21 or 22.
I think we were on 22, right?
20. Sure, we'll say 22. Yeah.
I think
final answer.
Let's do 23.
Send to 23. Send to 23.
All right, there is 25.
25.
The three that you missed were Dragapult.
Oh, there was a dragon. Okay,
there was. Yeah.
Actually, you missed. I think you missed four. Maybe it was 26. Whatever. You missed Sandy Shock.
Eric also got the tribute question wrong.
You missed Sandy Shock's EX.
Oh goodness.
You missed Snorlax EX and you missed Lugia EX.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, only the best cards in the set. Anyways, are there any redeeming trainer cards in this set?
Anyways, thank you for everyone listening. We're moving on to the trainers. Let's see what kind of busted trainers we got in this set. I got Amaris. I think this is our first time getting this card, right?
Yeah.
At the end of this turn, if you have five more cards, you
skip the first line of text. You draw four cards. Very powerful draw effect.
Yeah, draw four cards. But if you have more than five in your hand at the end of your turn, discard your hand.
It's very interesting to have like conditions like this in play. Like I don't think we see it in Pokemon too much where it's like, oh yeah, I check for this at the end of my turn based off a support in my discard. Things like that are kind of funky to me.
Yeah, I don't know like how that would go during Pokemon checkup and stuff. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's a
card of demise from Yu-Gi-Oh, basically.
Cool. We got reprint of Area Zero, Branding Mochi, and we got a bunch of Black Belt cards. So we got Black Belt Practice for Kanto, Johto, Sinnoh, and how do you say this one?
Kalos. Not an XY enjoyer at all.
No.
Bro, those games are fire. That's why I was a competitive VGC player. By competitive, I mean I went to one regional in the seniors division.
Yeah, anyways, so these cards all read the same. During this turn, attacks used by your Pokemon do 40 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon EX. So this is kind of like a choice belt on crack, but as a supporter. Good, not good, situational, could see play. What do we think?
Situational, could see play. Like, generically, maybe, like, anything with, like, Pidgeot, I guess, could play it. Like,
yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Does Charizard play this?
Perhaps.
I mean, they played Kieran. So, I mean, I think you would need the extra 10 damage from, like, with Black Belt over Kieran, or the potential for it to switch. I think cards like this are good to have. Just like, hey, if you need a little extra way to get a little more damage, like, you have a way to do that. It's a very costly effect being your supporter, but things like this are cool. And also, I love seeing all the different arts. I'm very bummed that they cut several of the other arts. In Japan, they do have 9 different arts for Black Belt and for Professor's Research. They cut it down to 4 of each in Prismatic Evolution. But now for your favorite streamer opening packs, you will see less Black Belts and Professor's Research, probably. All
right. Which art is the best art that we are getting?
Johto?
Sinnoh.
So Parker, Max says Johto. Parker says Sinnoh. Sinnoh's pretty dope, I'm not going to lie.
But I mean, Johto Black Belt could totally beat up Sinnoh Black Belt. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely going with Johto.
He probably could, yeah.
I'm definitely going Johto.
It's kind of yoked.
Dude, the Johto guy. Oh, not Johto. Oh, yeah, Johto is the only guy with a Pokeball.
They're just hiding him because they're training more.
Sure.
These Pokemon.
Oh, wait, this is kind of. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. We got Briar reprint, Buddy Poffin reprint, a bunch of
love
other
all
reprints.
The staples.
Yeah,
Earthen Vessel is a big one.
Earthen Vessel is a big one, true. So this is new. That's not new. Not new. What's our next new one?
Larry's Skill.
Larry's Skill says, discard your hand, then search for a Pokemon, a supporter, and a basic energy card. Reveal them and put them in your hand, then shuffle your deck. I wish it was any energy card.
Do you miss Peony? This is not Peony.
But it's close. No items though, right? Like, you can't get any items.
Yeah, well, Peony can get any 2 trainer cards.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
if you
get
this.
The energy in Pokemon, I mean, like, there has to be such a specific circumstance you can use it. I guess any deck like the barrel, if you're like refilling your hand, like maybe it works.
Maybe.
River Vroom. You discard the basic energy you searched.
Now we're talking. We're not talking.
Except Radiant Greninja for that. It's fine. You search Radiant Greninja and basic energy to draw more
cards.
You know what would be better? Any other supporter.
All right, we got a new Ace Spec Max Rod. This is Night Stretcher on crack. Put up to 5 in any combination of Pokemon and basic energy cards from your discard pile into your hand. I like this card. I showed it off in my City League Watch deck and the Kyurem deck. I really like this card. I don't know how many decks want to play this. You know, maybe Raging Bolt plays this and plays 4 Pokemon catchers. Like, maybe. I mean, just getting 5 is very good.
No.
You could, I guess. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite about this is the picture that was going around when it was first released. It was just edited to just say, 5 Night Stretchers. It just had 5 Night Stretchers in the photo. I was like, honestly, that'd be a good name as well.
Yeah.
Night Stretcher, but 5 of them.
Any other deck this could be good at?
I mean, anything like a Goldango, right? Like,
good.
It's good in every deck, right? I mean, it just, you know, Super Rod or 5 Night Stretchers all at once. Like, very, very solid. Just a lot of good recovery. You know, it's your superior energy retrieval, but for free, and you get a 5th card too. I think the real trade-off here is, like, are you getting enough power from this one-time recovery effect versus, a, you know, stronger setup card like Trolley or Secret Box, or a more powerful effect like an Unfair Stamp or a Roxanne, or sorry, a Prime Catcher.
Right. You think this is better than Energy Surge Pro and Goldango?
No, because it has to be in the discard pile, right? So
yeah, but
the power of E-Search Pro is like early aggression.
Yeah, and this is fair.
Like you just have like one Goldango plus an Irida, like you're chilling, right?
Yeah.
Max Belt reprint, Ogre Mask. I got some more staples here. We got some reprints of Professor Research. Are these G? Cool. So Professor's Research will be around for a while. We have those in G block now. Okay, we got what, four of them here? Favorite art that is being released. It's gotta be Oak, right?
So
go to Sycamore again. I'm low key, I'm rocking with Sycamore.
The Sycamore's nice. I got a little bit of a beef with how they set these up, right? They had to cut some of the arts. We already have Professor's Research Oak. We already have Professor's Research Rowan. We have Professor Sycamore, which is the same effect as Professor Research, not technically one. So I'm kind of okay with that. But we lost Professor, Kukui, and we lost Professor
Juniper. Urch.
Yeah, well, Juniper we already have. So like Magnolia we have. So there's some that we already have. Yeah. But we lost some potential of like unseen Professor's Research arts. But anyways.
Yeah.
I like my boy Rowan. I'm probably rocking Sycamore, though.
These are all made by the same illustrator. Oh, that one's not. I'm going with Oak. Oak is Ishikawa. OG, bro. Oak is OG. All right, we got Rescue Board. Roto Stick. Look at the top four cards of your deck. You may reveal any number of supporter cards you find there and put them in your hand. Shuffle the other cards back in your deck. So, it's Pokégear for less cards, but you can get any supporters you find there. So, if you find three supporters, you can get all three of them. Kind of cool. I like this card. I don't know if it's better than Gear and decks that want to play Gear. What's your guys' opinion of that? If decks already playing Gear, should they play this instead?
I don't think it's better, but there will be a time where Gear rotates and this doesn't, I suppose.
Yeah. You could play four Gear and four Roto Stick. Just like and really start digging.
Four Gear, four Roto Stick, four Call Bell.
You're never missing supporter.
You'll never unless miss you go supporter.
First. Scoop Cyclone reprint, Techno Raider. We get another new A spec, Treasure Tracker. Search your deck for up to five Pokemon Tools cards. Reveal them, put them in your hand, then shuffle your deck. Rotom V Star is so back.
We have never been so back, Rotom V Star.
Anyways, is this going to see play in any deck for real, though?
Rotom V-Star is so back. If you're playing Rotom V-Star, maybe. Parker, what do you think?
Truthfully, no. I like, unless they reprint like another tool drop, which I think there is like a tool drop in Standard. You can play with like Launchroom V and
Launchroom V.
At it.
Oh, wherever Room EX has, you can put four tools on it.
Yeah, has that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be that good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of the Prismatic Evolutions set review. I think it's gonna be interesting to see what happens, you know, as the set does come out, people do get to cook a little bit more. Yeah, so our buy list for this set that we kind of agreed on so far, and you don't need all of these for sure, but it's just nice to have these cards around. Obviously, you want four Badoo. We did target Flareon EX as like one of the EXs you might want to have that could potentially be someone, you know, to accelerate energy. So three of those. Three Sylveons, just the basic Sylveons. Four Eevees. Four Hoot Hoots, because I think I put that on there because there's like a different attack or something.
Has Insomnia ability, which, you know, it has some, you know, again, there's thinking more options.
Yeah, it might be
optimal. If a retreat, maybe.
Where's the owl?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh, he's 80 HP. He's 80 HP and has an ability.
80 HP. No buddy.
Tired of Buddy Puffin.
Well, yeah. I mean,
play just a Clavel build.
Well, because like in that deck, Fan Rotom gets them right. So
yeah, get Fan Call for it, that's true.
So that's why I thought 80 HP is pretty good. Four Regigigas. I think you get all 12 black, all 16 black belts. just because like they're cool to have around, like different arts.
Four of your favorite art, maybe. I don't know if you'll ever play more than two in a deck.
One Max Rod, one Treasure Tracker, and four Roto Stick. Those are your new cards that you would like to get from the set. Potentially, you may want to stock up on some of the reprints, because the price may come down, but depending on the set, it might actually not come down. We'll see. But yeah, final question of the day for you, and Parker, we'll start off with you, because you work in a card store. What do you think about like Prismatic Evolutions as a whole? You think competitive players should be trying to open this set, you know, because they can, you know, they can potentially make more money off of a good pool. And it's got a lot of good reprints, like a lot of good reprints. Would you be recommending to competitive players to attempt to open this set?
No. The reason for that is the reprints you will need will be like $1. This Iron Hands in the set be like $2. Like, yeah, there's all the fancy arts and stuff, but if you're purely a competitive player where, you know, the chewed up 10-cent common does the same thing as the $50 secret rare, like it don't, like, I wouldn't open it at all. I think if you win product from this set, you should just sell the product. Like, I don't know. Unless you're feeling risky.
Yeah, I mean, for this one, again, I think time has proven there's enough infrastructure around to support, like, you know, the bulk and the base rarity cards that you never really have to open product to find the cards you want. But there are a lot of fantastic cards, right? We didn't really touch on those beautiful art cards.
For sure, yeah.
But some of them are fantastic. I mean, like Iron Hands and, like, you know, all, like, the future guys, the ancient guy. I mean, there's so many cool arts in this set. That are just like really amazing cards, and also the evolutions, right? I mean, there's a lot of collector value here. So if you're in it purely for the love of collecting and for pulling that card yourself, I mean, hey, go for it. You know, never know what will happen. For me, I'll probably be, you know, benefiting from some of the cheaper price singles and some of the reprints, just putting more of them into circulation, so it's easier for, you know, newer players to get and enjoy and build out more decks. But if I went to product, probably gonna rip it, right? You never know what you're gonna hit, and that's
you
the
never
fun.
Know. I mean, if you're ripping it, we know you're pulling like the most expensive card. We know how that goes.
Nah.
Oh, here's a fun trivia question. What's the first regional that we will be able to get Prismatic as like prizing? Can we even get that?
No. That's a special set.
There's no booster box,
nope.
Right?
There's no booster boxes.
Dang it, bro. That sucks.
You have to buy your evolutions off eBay like everyone else.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Beach Court Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for sticking in and listening to our set review of the Prismatic Evolution set that comes out on January 17th. That's going to do it for this week. And until next time, we'll catch you later.
See ya.